Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and God bless you on this beautiful, good Friday afternoon. I hope that your work week has gone well, and I certainly hope that you are truly topping off this week with praise in your heart a praise in your lips. Glory be to God. And I tell you what a blessing it is to be here with you on Friday's Work Week Wrap Up for the week of 10/2017. And I tell you what a blessed week that I've had, and a lot of accomplishments that I was able to meet, all my appointments, and I'm blessing and praising God for that. And now as I cap off this work week on this beautiful Friday and look to the Lord our Sabbath, I hope that you truly, whatever it is you didn't finish or don't finish, you just release it to the Lord and start afresh anew tomorrow. Amen. And I tell you, I really truly do look forward to the weekend, because the weekends are a time. It's just a whole different energy and spirit, and I thank God and praise God for that. And I am here just to bless you and thank God for you for being listeners, loyal listeners of Brides of Christ Women's Ministries here on the Stars of Heaven Network. And visiting my Facebook, my Twitter feed, as well as bridesofchrist.org, my website. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to come to you and bring the work we wrap up to let you know if you've missed anything that I've administered on this week. You can catch it again on the podcast, On Demand Podcast, right here on Blog Talk Radio on the Stars of Heaven Network. Or you can go to my Facebook, my Twitter feed, where I've uploaded all the episodes and ministering offerings for this month. Wow, October, this month is almost gone, and I can see where the sun is really retreating earlier. And I'm like, wow, it's going to be getting dark sooner, and the time's going to fall back, and we're going to be on a whole new equinox. Wow. But I'm excited to be here with you to help you send you off into your weekend. And I wanted to share something with you that the Lord was sharing with me, and I wanted to bring it to you so you could kind of begin to focus on it as well. Because one of the things that the Lord has really been having me do, he's had me in some really deep soaking worship and meditation. And that's something we should always do. But at certain times, he really puts a lot of emphasis on me really, he presses upon me to kind of, you know, go deeper. And as I shared with you in my introduction, while I was in prayer, I really began to feel a heavy pull, and this pull was really, really retrograde. This was how I described it. And it was like, which is something we all experience as believers. If you are in the spirit, walking in the spirit, being spiritual beings, being in the earth, being in the world, it's a lot of things that will try to halt you, stop you. And first and foremost, we have to look at ourselves, because I'm not one to place blame on anyone else. I have to look at, okay, what am I doing that might be causing this to happen? So first, it was introspect time for me, and whatever it is that I am doing or not doing, to kind of look at that. And not in a condemning way, but just to see what doors might be open and what's lurking that I need to work on. So it could it could be stopped, rebuked. And after having done that, then the Lord will begin to let you really see what it is, you know. And a lot of times it's something he's showing me that's being imposed upon me. And I have ministered before on the spirit of rebellion. And when the Lord takes me back to this or brings this before me, I know it's something that I need to really look at and begin to pray about. So this weekend, that's what I'm going to be doing, as I've been doing since he brought this to my attention. And in my introduction, I gave you the word retrograde, because that's exactly what happens in the universe and in the earth realm. God is always pulling us forward. God is always propelling us forward. The word of the Lord always talks about completion and fulfillment. That's the beautiful thing about prophecy. it lets us know what's to come, you know, and Jesus himself is the spirit of prophecy. And so when you are living in the spirit, by the fruits of the spirit, it's really important for you to identify when things are happening around you, amen, or you feel that pull. And as I shared with you in my introduction, that the pull was really retrograde. And if you, I'm sure you know what the meaning of the word retrograde means, but if you just bear with me for a minute, I'm going to bring up the definition on dictionary.com and read it for you, because this is what he was saying to me, that a lot of things that's happening in the universe and happening in your life as you press toward the mark of the high calling, as you walk in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, as you wake up every morning and put on the Lord Jesus Christ, as you choose the Lord thy God every day, amen, and those decisions you're making, you make those right decisions, and you're walking by faith, and you're doing all that wonderful stuff, and you're still feeling something that's pulling you, other than just the world, because I know when, you know, the world has its own energy, and because of the prince of power of the air, and spiritual is in high places, that's a natural thing to experience in the world. That's why it's so important for us to be absolute in our faith. That's why it's so important for us to live holy and godly, amen. That's why it's so important for us to decree and declare the word of the Lord and speak the word out loud, amen, so that those things and that try to attach itself to our life or try to put us in a backward motion, which is what retrograde means. It means occurring or orbiting in a direction opposite to that of the earth's motion. It also goes on to say that it is appearing to move in a clockwise direction due to rational period preceding the period of revolution around the sun. And it's really important for you to know and have an understanding of retrograde as it relates to the constellations, according to the firmament in the heavens. It's really, really important for you to understand that. And for you to really get an understanding of that, you need to go to Genesis, because Genesis is where it talks about the creation, when God created the heavens, that he spoke it into existence. And again, I always talk about you being on your prophetic wheel calendar. I always talk about you walking and being in the rhythm of your own life. And when things try to attach itself to your life, that's contrary, that's in opposition to that which you have confessed, which you have declared, then it is considered a flat-out enemy. Amen. And so some other definitions of retrograde is tending to degenerate. In music, well, that was according to biology. And music is of concerning or denoting a melody or part that is played backwards. Obsolete is opposed, contrary, repugnant to. As a verb, is to move in a retrograde direction. And in the military terms, U.S. military terms, it's called, defined as retreat. So, the only thing that we should be doing as believers is pressing toward the mark, becoming new every day, because his mercy is new every day. And as the word of God declares, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Now, another definition of retrograde, according to medicine, is reverting to an earlier or inferior condition. Reverting to an earlier and inferior condition. Amen. And that's why we so need the word of the Lord. That's why we so need the Holy Spirit. That's why we so need to feel and experience the signs and wonders and the healing power of the Lord. Amen. And so I just want to quickly read that definition to you, because it's really important for you to understand that as you're moving forward, there are always going to be things that try to put you in a backwards motion. And one thing that I love about the prophetic word of the Lord in the Old Testament. And Jesus fulfilling the Old Testament, because he said, I didn't come away to do away with the Old Testament, to fulfill it, is that it's a sure word of prophecy. Amen. Prophetic word of the Lord, when you read it, hallelujah, in the spirit, hallelujah, walking in the new nature of Christ, you will see that it's alive. It is alive. Amen. And so this energy and force that I was feeling, the Lord was saying it was coming from a spirit of rebellion. And he gave me 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, the 20th through the 21st verse, because he said rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And he was saying that, you know, what I was feeling was coming from people, of course, who are not born again. And God, the Lord gives us free will. Let me say that. He gives us free will, so there's no condemnation to the world, because he that's condemned is condemned already. Okay? But he gave me his 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, 20 through 21st verse, because he was saying it was, this speaks to the rejection of Saul because he did not obey the instruction of the Lord. And that is the same thing today. Men's heart is hardened, and their heart is darkened because of sin, because they're turning away of God, or just simply opposing themselves. Amen. If you just take God out of the equation, we are responsible for our own lives, and anything that you're doing that is contrary to your nature, even natural nature, and things that you should be doing that will move you forward and edify you and bring you higher. If you're doing that contrary to yourself, that's putting you in opposition with yourself. Amen. Which is what the Word of God says and what Paul said, those who what? Oppose themselves. So, again, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principality, powers, spiritual, can have places. And so, and him giving me 1 Samuel, he was saying that because Samuel obeyed not the voice of the Lord and had gone the way which the Lord sent him and had brought Agai, the king of Amalek, and had utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took the spoil, sheep and oxen, the sheep of the things which should have been utterly destroyed. And so this is what he was saying and giving me an example about what we, he's not speaking of the world now, because the world is already doing its own thing. The world does not know the Lord. So he was speaking to me regarding those who are believers or those who are now goats, those who he had ripped the kingdom from, those who knew the word of the Lord, such as Saul, had the instruction of the Lord, knew what he was supposed to do, but he did something contrary. Amen. And when I speak of he, I mean the people he was under. Amen. They did contrary to what was spoken to and told them, even by leadership. And so they took the spoil, the sheep and the oxen, and they were supposed to destroy it. Amen. They were supposed to destroy it, but they didn't. They sacrificed unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. So not only did they disobey God, they took the very thing he told them to destroy, and they used it to try to honor God with it. And the prophet Samuel, God always has a witness, he always has a prophet, said that the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. So the Lord takes delight, great delight, in our sacrifices. He takes delight in our fast and our praying. But what Saul was saying to Saul was, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Amen. So obedience is always better than sacrifice. And I was just sharing this with my my great nephew, my great nephew, about this, that obedience is better than sacrifice. And there's a lot of people that's doing a lot of things out of religion, out of tradition, and they're not really being obedient to the word of God, obedient to what he actually said. And if they are, like I said before, they're doing something else with what God gave them. Jesus, hallelujah. So this is what he was saying to me. He was saying that to obey is better than sacrifice. And for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness. Stubbornness is as the iniquity of idolatry. And he goes on to give him his sentence. Amen. His divine sentence on what is going to happen. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he had also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandments of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed not and obeyed their voice. And again, this is really a lesson. This is really a lesson to those of us and you who are born again, who are leaders, that it's better to obey God than man. And Saul, because he was trying to please the people, and he was giving the people what they wanted, they transgressed against God. And so God has to be able to trust us as stewards and things that he's given us. And we have to obey what he tells us. And Saul, having a repentant heart, acknowledged that he had transgressed the commandment of the Lord and the word. Amen. Because with the word of the Lord comes what? Action. It's always something you're supposed to do. Okay? And he said, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. And so what he was saying to me is that that's what I was experiencing. Those who knew God, but they changed the glory of God to look like unto corruptible man. And so he said, these woodworkers are those who he has rejected. And I tell you, that's exactly what a lot of things that I experienced as a believer in Jesus Christ, as a child of God, it comes from those who no longer is in God's favor. Amen. And of course we know witchcraft is a work of the flesh. Amen. And when I was in my sins, I was full of witchcraft because my flesh was doing what it wanted to do. Amen. And the works of flesh is made manifest in Galatians. And so when I wasn't saved, because I was living my own life, even though I was in ignorance and I didn't know the Lord at the time, looking back on my life, I was saying, okay, Lord, my whole life was in witchcraft because I was in the flesh. And I tell you, when it's something I wanted to do, I made it happen. Flesh will know how to get what flesh want. And so I was working against my own self. Amen. And I didn't need to go to the store and buy another bottle of Tanqueray. I mean, I didn't need the Tanqueray because Tanqueray made me to sin. So, you know, and I had my practices in my flesh, amen, that caused me to be in rebellion, amen, against God. And that was just a sinful nature. And I don't condemn anybody. That's why I don't care to condemn anybody who's in the flesh, because I understand the old nature. I understand flesh. And you can never get a handle on your flesh. You just can't. But he was revealing to me that attacks that I was feeling was as I shared with you before, was woodworkers, coming from woodworkers. And woodworkers are those who practice witchcraft. And I shared this under my old broadcast, Brides of Christ, Brides of Christ Radio, in depth about woodworkers and how it manifests in all different type of cultures. Woodworkers and witchcraft, which is hoodoo, vexes, spells, curses, is manifested through all cultures. So I have an understanding and experiencing and experience in identifying it and rebuking it. And the thing is, it's always going to be the same, but it's going to be a different way and method that people will try to use it, amen, around you. And so he was telling me that this is what many people are feeling, because we have now come into 5778, the new year, and he said the enemy is trying to stop and destroy the new grounds that we have. And he does not want us to move forward. And one of the first things we should look at is witchcraft. But in my worship, in my devotion, even in my daily going about me doing certain things, completing certain errands, I would feel a pull, or something that's not right. And when you live a holy life, that's easy for you to detect. I live a holy life. I live a life of worship and praise. And so I know what the heaven looks like. I know what the atmosphere of heaven feels like. I know how the grace of God should be manifested upon my life. I know he said he should make easy stuff in my way. So when I feel anything that's pulling against that, I really have to go in prayer to say, Lord, okay, pinpoint this. What is this? And so he said that that I was being targeted, and many beliefs are being targeted by the demonic work. And he was saying that he gave me some instructions on how to deal with it. And it's always the word of the Lord, whether it's the word of God or it's by what the Holy Spirit is saying. And so when I began to feel this thing, and I began to feel, and he even showed me who these people were, was actually praying this crap, this spiritual trash. What it was designed to do is to try to drown out God's voice. Try to drown out God's voice and to put sand in my wells. And so what the Lord began to tell me to do, and I just wanted to share this with you, is if you feel that disarray, or you feel like you are confused, or you feel like you're just tired, you know, a lot of it is a work of witches and warlocks. And what he said to me was, the first thing he said to me is, come unto me. Come unto me. Because as I began to pray, I'm like, Lord, what is this? And I was already in prayer, but I was wrestling with that thing, I was rebuking it. But he said, no, I don't want you to do it in your own strength. I don't want you to engage in that. So what he said, he gave me the scripture. I'm going to read it to you now. And that's the first thing that he said, the invitation he gave when we came to him. And that's according to Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 28th verse. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. And immediately when I heard him say that, it's like something fell off of me. So he said, come unto me, you know, because sometimes we labor in prayer. I labor in prayer. I have to press into certain realms. And so he told me to come to me, and I began to cast all those things upon him. I said, Lord, here, take this. And as I began to give it to him, I began to see the armies of the Lord and the archangel, and the angels began to fight in war on my behalf and have it sent back. Because the thing you must remember is that those spirits want to engage you. They want to engage you in some way to try to take your strength. So don't engage in that. The Lord will show you how. And that was the first thing he said to me, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Now, the second thing he said to me was that, again, he had me soaking. I began to just put a different praise music in worship, you know, because a lot of times it's important to keep your music fresh in the spirit, to keep the flow of the anointing. And one of the things I did quickly was, cleanse my atmosphere, you know, mopping floors or, anything that physically around me, I wanted to make sure was in order. And as the Lord began to minister to me, he said that this is a time that we must really be heavy in meditation in the Word. And sometimes it might be easier to hear the word than to read it. So if you have a Bible app and you can let the audio version of the word just soak in your spirit as you go about your day, or when you're lying down, just allow the word to minister to you. And so I've been soaking my atmosphere with the presence of God and with praise and with worship. And it's really important for you to understand when you feel and see this spirit of this retrograde spirit, which is a spirit of that will try to halt and stop and literally kill the anointing. He said, it's really important for you to understand that the purpose of people who work this work is not only because they oppose themselves, but because they see something with you. They see something with me, and which is so crazy, and I don't understand why they feel they could try to stop you or me or anyone from being who they choose to be. Because again, God gave us free will. Amen. But he was saying the purpose of these evil practices is to try to separate you, to separate me from godliness, from holiness, and more importantly, from his love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as Paul said, nothing shall separate me from the love of God. Nothing in earth, nothing under the earth. Amen. No principalities, no powers. Amen. Nothing present, nothing to come will separate me from the love of God, which is what? In Christ Jesus. Amen. So it's important for us to stay hidden in him. And as I'm speaking this, he also said to me that many of you might need a fresh baptism. Amen. Fire baptism by way of speaking in tongues, or water baptism, which is a good thing to do to renew, to symbolically renew your covenant, amen, to refresh it. He said it's also to keep you from being the city, hallelujah. These practices come to keep you from being the city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. And when the Lord anoints you and he favors you, you're a city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid, even if you tried, amen. And trust me, I've tried. I don't seek to have the limelight or anything like that. But when God has anointed you and glorified you and justified you and all that good, glorious stuff, you just can't hide it. Amen. So that was another reason. And one of the things that he said to me regarding witchcraft, as I've shared with you before, that it works on the fix. It works out of anger. It works out of revenge. It also works out of jealousy. Because the word of God says jealousy is cruel as the grave. And it's nothing worse than someone being jealous of you and because it's cruel. It is really, really cruel. Amen. And so it's important for you to identify the source of it. Amen. And I can identify when it's the spirit of jealousy or anger, people being angry with you without any reason, don't even know you and mad at you. It's just crazy. But all these things the Lord showed me, and I just wanted to share with you to help you prepare as we move into the closing months of 2017. Amen. I want you to close out strong. I want you to fit in strong. And I want you to be able to move forward in ease and grace. Hallelujah. Now, one other thing I want to do, and looking at what I've put on my information page, is that the Lord's rejection of Saul was refusing to obey his instructions and commandment, and I shared that. And the danger of that is when you try to do contrary to what God has told you to do, what you're doing is altering, amen? You're altering the plans and purposes of God in your life. You're changing his plan, amen? And that's really dangerous, amen? Because as Jesus said, can you put new wine in old bottles? You can't. They'll burst. You can't. Can you put a new cloth in old rent? It'll be a rent. So he said new wine belongs in new bottles. And so the danger is with those who have these spiritual practices, again, as I spoke in customs, it's a thing that causes moral decay, spiritual decay, amen, calls the soul to sin and brings confusion and brings incites wars and rumors of wars because of this stuff. Amen. And as I often say, the old saying goes, it's me, O Lord, sending thee to prayer. It's me, O Lord, amen, sending thee to prayer. And so I included a reference on my information page, which you can go to. It's on Wikipedia, and it has great references on how to identify hoodoo, and voodoo, and woodworkers. Because, again, woodworkers
go to the root. They try to curse your life from the root. And that's why the Lord, it's important for you to identify things from the root. And that's why the Word of God speaks about having an axe, amen, and laid at the root of the tree. Amen. So that's the same thing that woodworkers do. They try to go to try to destroy your life from a place that's demonic. And these practices are exercised and spoken by spoken curses, by using objects, candles, and stuff like that. And so, again, that's why it's so important to be filled with the Holy Ghost. To be filled with the Holy Ghost and have a spirit of discernment, watch and pray. And that's why it really is important to just live holy and obey God's word. And you can't obey God's word unless you love him. Amen. We cannot serve God. I cannot serve God unless I love him. And when you just love something, you take joy and delight in doing it. Amen. So so this all speaks to those who Satan was able to enter their heart, amen. Those who practice this is trying to get a different form, get a different outcome, and they're doing it by working these spiritual demonic practices, amen. And they try to practice on other people to what? All to you, all to me, against my will, amen. And so that's why it will not work. It's sent back, amen. And I sent it back, and it's being sent back because the whole purpose of witchcraft is to try to alter your state, amen, to keep you from being free, amen, to be who you're supposed to be, who you choose to be. And so the Holy Spirit needs to and will show you and identify and pinpoint those who are doing this stuff. It's important to pray the word, to pray the word. Now, one thing I want to cover before the broadcast ends is not only you understanding the works of the flesh, because, again, witchcraft is a work of the flesh. He said it's important for you to understand how we need to stay in the fruit of the Spirit. And according to Galatians, the 5th chapter, the fruits of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against there is no law. Against there is no law. Hallelujah. And so witchcraft, and which is, again, a work of the flesh, comes to destroy this fruit. Amen. And so everything that I've shared with you in this broadcast for is praying, repentance, confessing your sins, keeping praise and worship going in your house, the word of glory in your house, speaking a word, having the word in your belly, studying the word of God. Ephesians, the 5th chapter, the 9th verse says, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." Hallelujah. For the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Amen. So it's important for us to go to the foundation of our faith. Amen. And make sure that that Christ, the Lord, is in the cross of Calvary, amen, is the thing that is our mainstay, amen? Because, again, the power of the cross is power unto us. But it's unto them who perish foolishness, amen? So I pray that this has really helped you and will be a guide to you and help you move forward in the coming months. And and to help you understand how everyday life is supposed to be filled with the joy of the Lord and in His presence. Hallelujah, His presence. And that's one thing that you have to do to so you can know His presence and say, this is not Him, this is not the Lord. Or in your operating of your gifts, amen. That's why it's important to operate from your gifts from the place of purity, amen, not just based on using your gifts for monetary things and using your gift to try to see stuff, amen, because a lot of things the Lord wants you to know, He'll just reveal it to you. That's the blessing of relationships. And so I'm very much aware of witches. I have many of them around me where I live. And the Lord truly you know, knows how to cover his own. And so the most important thing is to walk in your authority at those times where the Lord nudges you and touches you and gives you your visitation to just allow him to minister to you. Amen. And so right now I just bless you. I praise God for you. I bind all demonic footing. Amen. I bind all foot trafficking, anything that will come across your path. I decree and declare God's righteousness, his peace, his joy. I decree the power of the Holy Ghost. I decree fire. And I speak and I decree and declare hell, fire, and brimstone. I thank you, Father God, for the Holy One angels that you have dispatched right now as a result of this broadcast. And I rebuke and I bind all principalities, powers, creatures in high places. I rebuke and bind all witches, warlocks, anything that's contrary to your will, anything that's contrary to your way, Father God. I thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua, that your blood, his blood, has covered me, covered my children's, and my children, my grandchildren. They're covering your children, your grandchildren, your home. For you said, wherever you see the blood, you will pass over. Father God, I denounce and renounce every work of woodworkers. I pray for my audience and those who are in obedience to you, Lord God, those who are the sheep of your pasture. Thank you, Father God, that you are the husbandman. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you are the sheep of our pastures. You are the great porter, opening up to us, leading, guiding us, and feeding us, and giving us our feed. I thank you, Father God, as I close this broadcast, I bless and praise those who are seeking your face in the earnest. I decree and declare the fruits of the Spirit. I decree and declare that the heavens are open over their lives. I decree and declare, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that this word will not return void, but it will prosper when you send it. And I bind and rebuke right now all works of witchcraft, every witch and warlock that's working against my life, woodworks, hoodoo, vexes, will, curses, is being renounced right now. Father God, I thank you for your power. Hallelujah, your resurrection power. I thank you, Father God, for your presence that has already gone before us to make the crooked way straight and the rough way smooth. I thank you, Father God, that you are the Lord our Sabbath. I thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice of your body and your blood is changing your life for ours. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your righteousness. I thank you, Father God, that you are supplying our every need. Hallelujah. I thank you for the abundance of all things. Thank you, Lord God, for the promise of God is yea and amen. I thank you, Father God, that the favor on my life and the favor of those that you have allowed to come to this broadcast and receive, I decree and declare the favor on their life will not cease. I decree and declare the abundance of all things, and I thank you, Lord, for their favor, amen, their divine connections, Father God, with people that you have predestined for them to meet, amen, so they can walk in the newness of life. These many blessings I pray in Jesus' name, amen. So that's it for this week's Friday work week wrap up. I will certainly upload this to my Facebook, my Twitter feed. And as always, I'm wishing you peace, blessings, and much love. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly above all we can ask or think, keep you in his love. Love you, and I will speak with you soon. Take care.